This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Panel promotes consolidation of the nuclear weapons complex. A draft report entitled Recommendations for the Nuclear Weapons Complex of the Future was released recently by a special task force of the Secretary of Energy Advisory Board. The report was requested by Congress to assess the current nuclear weapons complex. It was also intended to make recommendations for changes to the complex, which would increase security, minimize cost, and increase the capability to research, develop, and produce new nuclear weapons. The task force asserts that the current nuclear weapons complex does not have the necessary capacity for new weapons. It found the current complex to be divided, resulting in a lack of a unified plan and redundancies in both facilities and research. The report states that the current policy of extending the life of aging weapons will eventually result in lower quality weapons and ever-increasing maintenance costs. It also found unnecessary security risks in the large number of storage sites for nuclear materials and the close proximity of many laboratories to civilian populations. The report envisions transitioning to a more efficient consolidated nuclear complex, which would produce an ever-evolving nuclear stockpile. The report states, quote, "The complex will be designed to respond to any needed design change in less than 18 months, field a prototype weapon in less than 36 months, and go into full production in less than 48 months, and perform an underground test at the Nevada test site within 18 months. By 2030, the complex will be in equilibrium, producing and dismantling at a rate of 125 devices per year," end quote. The task force envisions aggressive dismantlement to accompany and balance production, resulting in a net decrease in the number of nuclear weapons. In order to achieve these goals, the task force recommends a new version of the Reliable Replacement Warhead, RRW, program now before Congress. The RRW program is intended to extend the life of the current nuclear stockpile. However, the task force suggests changing the mission of this program from refurbishment to the creation of a new family of nuclear weapons. The report states, quote, "The task force recommends that a new version of the RRW, incorporating new design concepts and safety and security features, be initiated on planned 5-year cycles," end quote. In order to efficiently design, build, and dismantle this evolving family of nuclear weapons, the report proposes the construction of a consolidated nuclear production center. The center would be the core of the new nuclear complex. All production, manufacturing, assembly, and disassembly of nuclear weapons would take place at the center. Most nuclear materials would also be stored at the center. Consolidating everything to one facility is intended to increase complex efficiency and reduce security, transportation, and operating costs while limiting the facilities and communities nearby that could be the targets of terrorist attacks. The report asserts that while costs will increase in the short term, increased efficiency and decreased security needs will cause them to decrease in the long run. The spending bill for the DOE prohibits the use of any money to institute the report's recommendations. New Mexico Senator and Chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Pete Domenici, said, quote, "We should not rush into any quick fixes," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.